Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Always fresh, never frozen, char-grilled hamburgers. Stop by Cookout for a Cookout tray and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with a Smart Tour winner from Caraway Speedway, Danny Bone. Then we'll speak with the winner from Toccoa and Winder Barrow, Jennifer Everett. And we'll have a conversation with former NASCAR star Ken Schrader. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start out at Ararat, Virginia. Scott Cloninger with a win there. Joey Owens won both the Sportsman features at Lonesome Pine. Natural Bridge to Logan Roberson. Tommy Jackson with the checkers at Langley. And Franklin County goes to Chris Lilly. Beckley, West Virginia, the winner there, TJ Salango. While Henry Hornsby III did the same at Princeton. Hudson, North Carolina, Ryan Millington got that trophy. Bryson Geist, the winner at Harris. And at Gastonia, the Blue Ridge Outlaw Late Models running Friday. Jacob Brown won that one. Saturday, the Blue Ridge Outlaw Late Models at Cherokee goes to his brother, Dylan Brown. Donnie Atkins wins at Lawrence County. Livonia, Georgia to Ethan Wilson. Justin Hart victorious at Cochran. Sugar Creek to Jason Deal. And Jimmy Owens a winner at Sonoya. Tennessee at I-75 to Garrett Smith. Martin Nesbitt and Tyler Worley split the wins at Newport. Tazewell to Cameron Marler. And Rusty Ballinger wins at Mountain View. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the winner from the Smart Modified Tour at Caraway Speedway last weekend, Danny Bone. Hey, Danny, you know, I kind of connected you with the stadium lately, 2014 champion years back and all, but, you know, bounding around out there. And I saw on the 22nd of June that at the stadium you had led some laps, but you posted that you just missed it. Is this win at Caraway kind of the result of, you know, that burning from that miss at the end of the midseason point at the stadium and to get the car so right to dominate at Caraway?
No, honestly, it's a different car that we run at the stadium, but the letdown from not being able to win obviously drove me a little bit more to want to win every, as a racer, obviously you want to win every chance you get. And I've been really fortunate over at the stadium to win a lot of races and, you know, not being cocky, but, you know, if I put myself in the opportunity there later in the race to be leading, you know, we have been able to win those races. So a little bit of a letdown on myself to lose the lead there. But yeah, it just, you know, fueled me to want to get back to victory lane that much more. And then, you know, we went over there Saturday night with the car that Terry Hall and Andretti owned, the number 25. It's a little bit different. I'm used to setting up my cars, working on my cars, you know, getting them, loading them the whole nine. And honestly, I just show up and drive this thing. So, you know, hats off to those guys for bringing a car that was that fast and, you know, allowing me to do the easy part, I feel like, and drive the thing to victory.
Yeah, it's never easy, even though he makes it look that easy, and he definitely did Saturday at the Smart Tour event at Caraway Speedway. Danny Bone on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the winner of the revolutionary 99 laps there. Joey Coulter, Carson Lofton, Ryan Newman, Luke Baldwin, names, you know, that they are known around the country and such. As a kid from Freehold, New Jersey, running at Wall Stadium in a Bandolero and such, you know, did you ever think that all this good stuff in the modifieds would happen down south for you? What would you say to that Jersey kid if you could cross paths with him walking by his Bandolero nowadays?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, no. But, you know, when I grew up around racing with my grandfather racing, my dad racing, and always wanted to race, but financially, never really felt like I'd have the opportunity to. My parents, you know, come from just an average family. My parents got divorced. And my dad called me one day and said, "Hey, I think I can pick up this Bandolero." You know, I grew up on quads and dirt bikes and always had the drive and the itch to do it. But never, like I said, never thought I'd get the opportunity. But he bought that Bandolero and ran a couple races the first season because it was toward the end of the year. And then the next year we went, ran full time, and I won 13 out of 16, and then it was kind of, I was hooked from there.
How about other sports? How did you choose between other sports and racing? What was the final call?
I kind of grew up playing, hockey. I was really good at hockey, baseball, stuff like that, and was trying to do it all at the same time. But, I actually ended up breaking my hand playing hockey, and it was kind of one of those choices I had to make. Like, I wasn't able to race because I broke my hand. So I was like, do I want to keep playing sports or do I want to go racing? So, I had the love for racing, and that's the path I chose. And it's been pretty rewarding. I've got to do a lot of cool stuff. Really didn't know where I'd end up with it, but, in 2008, my dad had an opportunity to move south and work for Ray Evernham. And, I had just graduated high school. I was racing at Wall in the sportsman division and, won a bunch of races in that, won the championship, but figured my best shot to become a race car driver would be in North Carolina. So, loaded up my pickup truck and moved down here with no job and my dad and my older brother and my stepmom. And it's been pretty damn cool. I've got to do a lot of cool stuff. We didn't really talk much about the truck stuff, but, I 3 years ago ran an Xfinity in a truck race at Daytona during the Daytona 500 weekend and raced at Darlington, Martinsville and all that in a truck. So very blessed to be able to do all of that. I guess the old school way, I still get up and go to work on Mondays and, heck, I was in the driver's meetings at Richmond in the truck and Bristol in the truck. And, we'd get out of there at 11, 12 o'clock at night and have to be at work the next morning at 7 a.m. So worked hard, but extremely fortunate to be able to do what I've done down here.
Danny Bowman's been a friend of the show for years. We've followed his career through that Bowman Gray Championship, through those other series, and continuing to showcase the driver talent that he has brought here from the Wall Stadium days and those Bandoleros now to winning at the Smart Mod Tour and Bowman Gray and other famous modified races. Will we see you any more at the stadium? Will we see you more on the Smart Tour? We've got about 15 seconds.
Yeah, so I'm going to be at the stadium this weekend, Hunter Lapper, which I'll do all the big races. And then, Smart Tour, the beach weekend, we're planning on trying to finish out the year in the 25 car. And I think we'll definitely be in victory lane again if that car is anywhere close to as good as it was.
We'll look forward
we'll
to
contention.
We'll look for that again. Danny Bowman, our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline. Thanks for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grilled burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Hey, Joey Logano here, the driver of the number 22 Hunt Brothers Pizza Ford Mustang. What can a three-time champion do by the end of this ad? A pit stop and grabbing a hunk of pizza at the closest convenience store near you. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hey, it's Charlie and Debbie, along with NASCAR legend Kyle Petty, inviting you to join us for Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown.
Each week, we'll put it in reverse and take a trip down memory lane, looking back at that week's top 20 country songs from years past.
We'll dive into what made those songs and artists move the needle, what pop culture trends made those years unique.
And you'll get to hear me tell stories only I can tell.
So don't miss Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown right here each week.
It's hard to believe in this day and age in the United States of America that children are hungry.
Our time on this planet is short. We have to give back to those in need.
Every child has a chance, no matter what obstacles they may encounter.
Never have we been taxed more as a society to help kids the way we are right now.
At Speedway Children's Charities, our mission is simple. Help every child we can.
Because all children
deserve joy
and hope
and love.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN At the Track, presented by Cookout. joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Not only did she win Thursday at Toccoa Speedway in North Georgia, she followed it up with a win kind of down the road a piece at Winder Barrow. Jennifer Everett, how are you doing? Welcome back to the show. And wow, taking two, from what I understand, dominating wins in the same weekend. Had you ever done this before?
No, sir. That was a first for me.
Well, a first and an awesome feat to be had. Jennifer Everett winning at Toccoa and Winder Barrow. Modified street at Winder Barrow, I'm familiar with. Is it the same at Toccoa, same car? Do you have to change? And are they called something different at each place?
It's the same class at each place, and I run the same car at both tracks.
Wow. And the tracks, if I remember right, Toccoa's a bank, little tight oval when I was there. And the Bajas, they call Winder Barrow, a bigger, little less banked place. Do you have to make a lot of adjustments to go between one and the other?
The only adjustments that I make is changing the gear. We don't really do anything else unless we get there and the track's different. We might mess with a few things on setup, but usually we just change the gear and go.
Wow. Change the gear, go, and end up in victory lane both at Toccoa and at Winder Barrow. Our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline did them both. Jennifer Everett, and speaking of ProFabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the new Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. Well, a hot 4th of July weekend, a win on Thursday and a win on Saturday. Yeah, you had to have kind of, you know, packed a little bit more of a lunchbox going into a weekend like this. When does it kind of start from a driver's physical aspect with the heat, sometimes 95, 100 plus degrees, especially in a race car? Do you start hydrating on Monday? Do you kind of eat more pasta? What do you do?
I don't really do anything different. I do try to stay a little more hydrated on the weekends, but because I don't like the heat at all, but we just do what we can to stay hydrated and give it what we got.
Jennifer Everett wins at Toccoa Raceway on Thursday night. Then when all of us are getting ready for 4th of July and the fireworks, she's getting ready to go to Winder Barrow and does on Saturday to take the win there, both Georgia tracks. You know, between one and the other, I think they're hour and a half, 2 hours apart. You leave Toccoa and then that 4th of July day. What's that day like? Do you sleep in because you got the trophy and it's next to you and now, you know, you've kind of checked the box already for the weekend a win? Or, you know, is it up early? Is it more work? The phone blowing up? What's the Saturday morning like while we're all, or Friday morning while we're all dreaming of fireworks? What's going on with Jennifer Everett after the Toccoa win?
I woke up pretty early on Friday and got to the shop, got the car washed, got it on the lift, got the tires off, got them washed, and started changing the gear and got it changed out. And then we did a bolt check. My dad helps him with the car. It's just me and him. We both know pretty much what our roles are in the shop, so we knocked it out. Did a bolt check, and after that, I cleaned up and went to the pool and hung out with my little girl for the rest of the day. And then Saturday, we got up and did our Saturday morning routine, grinded tires, wrapped them, and got them back on the car and fueled it up and went back at it Saturday night.
Now, work-like effort there, but top-shelf work effort for a couple of wins last weekend, Toccoa and Winder Barrow. And we're chatting on the ProFabrication.com hotline with Jennifer Everett, the driver that took both victories. Now, you talk about your daughter. Is that Corey Ray, your daughter? Am I right saying her name? And doesn't she get the trophies when you win?
She does. I always have kids ask me at the track and if they can have my trophy. And I'm like, you have to talk to Corey Ray about that because I'm not getting beat up when I get home. Because she loves the trophies and that's what she looks forward to.
Well, how about two on one weekend? What was that like to see in her eyes when you brought the second one back home?
Well, I went Sunday after I washed the car and got it ready again to work on it this week. I pulled up at the pool and got out and she was there with my mom and she didn't even let me get to the pool before she yelled, "Bring the trophies." So I had to turn around and go get them and bring them to the pool. So we had to sit them by the pool while we swam Sunday.
Oh, that is awesome. Corey Ray, congratulations on both your trophies that our guest on the ProFab Hotline, Mom Jennifer Everett, won at Toccoa and Winder Barrow. a very special, you know, weekend there. Was there something that, you know, really connected this weekend? Was the energy right? Did you get the right amount of rest? What do you think was the perfect blend that made these two wins for you really come together so well?
Mainly, we started out on front row outside at both places, and things just fell into place. I mean, it wasn't really different. I mean, you go to win everywhere, so things just fell into place this week, and it happened at both tracks.
But you win plenty, and you know, we've talked before about wins and things like that. Can you sense it, though, that, you know, this you're out in front of Toccoa, and, hey, this is kind of going pretty good the way I'd planned it. Do you start to feel a little bit of that? And then when you get over to Winder, does it also connect? You know, do you just feel like this is a weekend that's supercharged for you?
No, because I know that, I mean, I always put myself behind the eight ball sometimes. I get in my own head sometimes, but then I get out there, and once I get the lead, sometimes I calm down. But at both tracks, I had pretty stiff competition, and like I said, we crossed the checkered flag at Winder side-by-side with a second-place car, so, and we were side-by-side multiple times through the race, so it wasn't really I didn't feel like I had it. I knew I was driving for my life on both of them. I felt like I was running from everybody both nights, but it just, we pulled it off.
Pulled it off in an awesome fashion, as she said. Jennifer Everett winning by like about a foot right there to complete this double on the weekend when she won the second event at Winder Barrow. She's our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline. You go back to the Barrow, going to Toccoa. Where will we see you over the weekend next?
We'll be back at Winder this weekend.
Back at Winder, and you could, of course, check her out on Facebook. Give her a follow. One of the friends of our show. Glad to have Jennifer Everett on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Best of luck this weekend and the rest of the season. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at zmax.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Welcome to the land of the free, where we pledge allegiance to the flag, salute racing's rich history, and raise a drink to the new gladiators who dare take on the last great Coliseum. The Bass Pro Shops Night Race NASCAR Playoff Weekend returns to Bristol Motor Speedway September 11th through the 13th. Get a weekend package and a camping spot and make it a weekend to remember. It's not just a night race, it's Bristol, baby.
There's more At the Track in just a moment on DRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hi, this is Brett McMillan. If you want a show with no limits on opinions, join us each week for The Pit Reporters.
It proves that these guys are of the elite motorsports level. Being able to win the way that he did, I think, means even more that there weren't any fenders being put to anybody. And for those guys to show what they can do to race cleanly on a road course, they've certainly proved what they can do.
We're starting to see the top competitors become top road course racers.
Join us each week for The Pit Reporters.
Anytime you get somebody at the front of the pack who's not used to running up there and who's not been there, the established names are going to scream. They're going to cry. They're going to whine. Oh, there's somebody else coming up here to get my trophy and get my money. It's Carson Hocevar. What's he doing up here? He had just as much right to get in there and force the issue. And if not for the caution, he's a race winner.
Hey, this is Doug Rice of the Performance Racing Network. That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
Cookout, always fresh, never frozen char-grilled hamburgers. Stop by Cookout for a cookout tray and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. Welcome back to PRN At the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the winner from I-55 in the B-Mod category from last Saturday, Ken Schrader. Hey, Ken, welcome back to the show. Great to see you back in victory lane. How many wins is there this so far this season? You've been winning at, you know, a bunch of different tracks. What's our number up to? Yeah.
Well, we haven't won enough, but that was number 5 for the year. And probably the part we liked the best about it was it five different racetracks. So, you know, we don't go to one place very often. So we had a decent year so far. We're behind last year, but we're off to a decent start.
But you got enough racetracks in front of you to make up for, lost time this year still, right, on your schedule?
Oh, we got a lot of races coming up all over. There's so many places to go. We wrote them down for this weekend. We still got to make up our mind where we're going to go Friday and Saturday, but just really like going to different places. Unfortunately, a lot of different places between the B mods and a couple different B mod rules and different A mod rules. And then the IMCA car is like the last three nights we've run have been three different cars. So Joey's having to clean up three different cars today instead of just one. So that makes it a little bit messier, but we enjoy it.
And how much feel difference is it from an A to a B to an IMCA style? Us watching, they reasonably look kind of alike, but what's it like to sit in the different ones?
Well, I've always kind of worked under the same thing, man. Sitting in a car, you only got a steering wheel and two pedals that mean anything. So you just drive them, you know. I've had a lot of pretty good jobs in this deal, and nobody ever gave me an IQ test. You don't have to be that smart to do this. So, you obviously do things a little bit different, but it's not night and day difference.
Yep. The mods winning last Saturday at I-55. The trophy goes to Ken Schrader. He's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Speaking of ProFabrication, headers exhaust all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the brand new Gasco gaskets available at ProFabrication.com. So you had a couple of young whippersnappers chasing you to the finish, and they've both been on the show recently, Treb Jacoby and Matthew Edler. What's it like, you know, winning against some of these new breed kids and stuff? Are you seeing the talent that maybe back in the Lake Hill Speedway era for you was you and Rusty and Ken and Mike?
Yeah. There's no shortage of talent in our sport. There's a lot of good drivers out there that don't have the resources, the equipment to really showcase how good they are. Sometimes you got to just look through their equipment to kind of realize how good they are. But those two guys, Edler and Jacoby, I mean, they've been running good for quite a while. I've probably know Jacoby better, and just been a big fan of him. Had a lot of fun racing with him when he's beat us and when we beat him. It's fun afterwards, and just big fan of a lot of the new kids that are coming up.
Well, and that's a big compliment from Ken Schrader, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, especially the fun part, because, I think I'm quoting it right, racing is an excuse to hang out with friends and maybe drink a little beer at the end of it as well. Is that still kind of the case with you going and traveling all these different places?
Well, you're not doing it for the money, that's for sure. if you do real good, you don't lose much. You know, I mean, that's your goal. Just lose as little as you can. But it's a disease. You got to die out of it, I think. It's just a lot of fun. I don't know if it's unfortunately or fortunately that I'm still having as much fun as I've ever had. So I can't bring myself to quit yet.
Well, we don't want you to quit, and we don't want the good Lord to take you anytime soon. Ken Schrader, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, can't wait to see where the adventures go and such for him the remainder of the year. Have you got a couple of bucket list places that you're going to check off in the second half of the season, or places that have really become special to you along the way now that you're looking extra more to before the end of the year?
Not really. We're sneaking out to Hutchinson, Kansas in a couple weeks. I've heard about it forever. It was closed for a while. Never really happened. I believe it was closed for a while. Never had the opportunity to run there. Looking forward to going there. We're going there July 18th and 19th. Going to DuCoin again. We our schedule is right now going back up to Canada for some races in August and going out to Laguna Seca to do a deal with the IROC stuff. Always look forward to going to COIN. Just normal places. Going up to Cedar Rapids in October when they're putting dirt back on the little asphalt quarter mile up there for a couple weekends. Always like to go to Springfield for the Thanksgiving with the races, Turkey Derby, couple weekends before Thanksgiving. So just normal stuff.
Just normal stuff. Laguna Seca, the corkscrew downhill at gosh knows how much a mile per hour. But Ken Schrader does it all. He's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. What are some of the quirky things, though, that these young kids do? Could you ever see yourself sitting at the Allied Auto Racing Banquet as a kid texting Rusty, hey, I'm sorry I bumped into you at Lake Charles on that last lap? I mean, they just do things different, don't they?
Yeah, it's not just the kids in racing. It's just that generation. I think Jacoby's grown up old school. He'll still talk to you, and stuff. But there are some of them. I mean, we never got a text when we wrecked one another in the Cup Series. You got met at the airport, or you got met at your rental car. Or, you talk during the week, but there was no really texting or no tweeting or none of that stuff.
Well, and no need for it for Ken for this week's for sure, because he led all the laps and got it all done in the B-Mod at I-55. Ken Schrader, our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline. An honor, as always, to get to chat with you. Thanks for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track. Fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grilled burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hi, this is PRN's Brett McMillan. You don't spend your life just sitting around, so what you need is PRN's mobile app. By downloading the mobile app, you can listen to our live race broadcast from anywhere. Make sure you don't miss a second of the action from the track. Download it today for station listings and on-demand access for your favorite studio shows like Fast Talk, Pit Reporters, or Garage Pass. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with a PRN mobile app. Download today, available at the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
Hey, race fans, we can't wait to see you right here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway for a wicked fast, wicked fun, fall-tastic weekend this September as we host New England's only NASCAR playoffs weekend with lots of fun activities, premium experiences, thrilling racing, and, of course, one of the best NASCAR camping experiences around. Cup, trucks, mods, and it's locked in for this September. Keep an eye on NHMS.com, September 19th through the 21st, New England's big track.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Get out and support grassroots racing at a course. Follow it all on PRN at the Track on our social media. I'm Lenny Baticki, and we'll see you next time at the Track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue, and by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.